right, y'all. Get ready for another edition of News and Trends with your host, Dave and Lynn.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to News and Trends with Dave and Lynn. I am one of your hosts, Leonard Young, CEO of National Black Guide, DelawareBlack.com, Black media specialist, and the original all-around good guy. But I'm here with my partner, Mr. David Coker. I'll let you go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm David Coker of Dave Markey, promoter and event planner. And, you know, I'm going to let him have the all-around good guy part. But then, let me tell y'all people.
I started it.
If you look it up, if you go to the World News and you look up, no, go to the dictionary and look up good guy, you're going to see my picture. You're not going to see Leonard. I'm just letting y'all know.
Okay. Dave, we all know nobody uses the dictionary anymore. Nobody uses no dictionary.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, go to Black Twitter.
Black Twitter. No,
go to Black Twitter. Yeah, there you go. I'm there. All right. So how's everybody doing? I hope everybody's well. It's the weekend. What's going on, guy? You all right?
Man, same old. What R. Kelly say? It's the freaking weekend? Yeah. So that's basically how I feel. Well,
I'm gonna let you have the R. Kelly reference. Anyway, he probably wished that he was, you know, it was a freaking weekend for him. It's another weekend. Finally, we got some warmer weather, and everything seems to be back on track for the spring, because this early part of the week was cold and back to winter time again. So we were seeing snow and all kinds of stuff happening. So I don't know what it is like, what it is. It got me talking like that.
Right.
I don't know what it was.
Global warming.
What the weather was in your area, wherever you're listening from. But I know it was cold here in Delaware, man. So, but I'm just glad that we got some warmer weather. So, and then you got any plans for the weekend?
Relaxing, catching up on some work. So, I mean, that's about it. What about you?
Okay. I was supposed to be going to a party this evening. I still haven't made up my mind if I'm going, but it's a happy hour thing. And, D-Nice, you know D-Nice, right?
Yeah.
The promoter, he's doing something at that Rockford Tavern tonight. It's supposed to be pretty nice. So, supposed to have a couple DJs, DJ Mega Skills and Cousin Pete, supposed to be there. So,
okay.
Told him I might come through. So, I might peep my face in the place and see what's going on tonight. But other than that, just chilling, you know. It is what it is. So, we'll see what happens.
Okay. So, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, you know, as a promoter and event planner, you know, you got to get out there in them streets and let people, you know, meet people and talk to people, you know, in case they want to use your services, or, you know, you got to support the people that are doing things so that they support you, you know, and that's what I try to do. Hint, hint. Anyway, so let's go.
I do it too. I definitely do it. So,
yeah, I know. Leonard is a good guy. So
all around good guy. We get it. We get it, Dave.
Yeah, all around good guy. Yeah.
But we can go ahead and
get started. So what are we going to talk about, man?
Yeah, so today, you know, I think we're going to stick with the topic since we're fresh off of the Will Smith, Chris Rock slap that shook the world. We're going to go with our most memorable television moments. So our top five most memorable television moments. And with that said, I will let you do the honors and go first.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. I, you know me with everything that I all the lists that we do, especially when we do our Friday lists or our roundup, I always like to start with my least to my favorite, you know, type thing, you know. So I'm going to start with my number five one. Let's see. My number five was something that happened back on January the 28th, 1986. I'm coming with dates and everything, guys, you know, for some of these things. For those of you that may not remember or may not even been born. I just thought about that. Some of you might not have even been born at this time. But January 28th, 1986, watching television, what was supposed to be a great moment turned into a moment of sadness as we watched the Space Shuttle Challenger.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it.
Yes. Yeah. It was one of those things that just was like, did that just happen? And you kept saying to yourself, wow, that thing just exploded right in front of our eyes. Everybody, you could hear everybody cheering and everything as the thing took off. It was just sad, and we lost 7 people that day on that spaceship. I call it the spaceship, the rocket. Space shuttle, I should say. And it was just a very sad moment, and a moment I'll never forget. It was just like, well, do you remember? You remember seeing that happen?
Yeah, not live, but I remember. Hold on, what year was it again?
That was 1986.
Okay, so maybe I did. So I remember seeing, I just don't remember if it was live. If it wasn't live, I think we saw it shortly after in school.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it was really something. Always will be something I will remember, because it was such a sad day. I didn't see those people. They were deemed heroes. All of them were deemed heroes. I didn't want to go through and name all the names, but it was, you know, there was 7 courageous people who lost their lives on that ship that day. So, yeah, it was number five.
Gotcha. So for my list, I'm not going to go, you know, least to worst or worst to first. I'm going to go in order. Well, I'm probably going to say in order, chronological order from what I remember. So the first one that I will always remember is the OJ Bronco chase on the 405, the 505 in LA.
Oh, my
LA.
God. That should have been on my list, too. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, and so, like, you know, and it's so crazy because I remember I was in college, and we were in, like, the little commons area where they have a couple TVs and all the students hung out. And we're watching it on TV. I mean, it looked like a movie. You know, like, it just looked like a movie with the Bronco racing down. They're like, OJ's in the back, somebody's driving, and, like, the helicopter. And as he was going by, like, the overpasses, people were, like, hanging off the overpasses and waving at the camera.
They were cheering and everything.
Yeah, right? It was just crazy. Yeah. So, like, I just always remember, whenever I think of that OJ Bronco chase, like, I know exactly where I was. I know exactly what I was doing. So that's my number five.
That was a good one, man. You pulled a rabbit out, yeah. But
I did, Dave. That's what I do.
And look, you know, now that you brought that up, of course, we can't forget. Oh, well, I'm not even gonna bring that because you might have that on your list. Never mind, because it's not on my list. I'm gonna tell you that already, but I was getting ready to bring it up, but it's not on my list, so I'm gonna say that. So let it always worry that we're gonna have the same thing every time we do these lists. We never have the same thing, hardly, you know. So, you know, but that was a good one. I give you that. Yeah. And I remember watching that, and of course, all the jokes that came after that. Just imagine if we had social media back then, and all the memes and everything that would have came out of that back then.
Wow.
And because there was one particular one that I always think about. Remember the Shrek movies? And remember when Shrek? Shrek had gotten turned into a real man, and the donkey had turned into a white horse, and they were running down the street, and they said, and it was a white Bronco chase. Do you remember that?
Of course not.
And they were acting like the OJ. They were acting like the OJ thing. And every time I see that, I laugh because it makes you think about the white Bronco chase with OJ and them. So, but anyway, that was a good one. Okay, all right. Yeah, see, you know, you pull some stuff out. You do.
Yeah, I try.
Every now and then. Every now and then. Okay, all right. My next one. All the young men probably was the smiling ear to ear when this happened. Okay.
Older men too.
You already know where I'm going.
I already know where you're going.
So, but it was shocking, and it was definitely like unexpected. And I just remember, I can still hear the song in my head. That was, you know, the song that they were doing, and it was the Super Bowl, biggest stage in Super Bowl. The year was 2004, February 1st, 2004 at the Super Bowl. Janet and Justin Timberlake. And the famous Nipplegate. Wow. I just remember watching this, and, you know, of course, Janet was at the height of her career at that time, and, right. You know, Justin was on his way up, you know. Of course, you know, Janet actually thrown Justin a bone for him to even perform with her that day. And they get to the end of this song, and, you know, he says, by the end of this song, and he pulls that thing off, and all you saw was breath. And I was on the phone. I knew what I was doing, Leonard. I was on the phone.
You probably dropped the phone right there.
I almost dropped the phone, but I took it away from my ear, and I said, "What the?" I said, "Did I just see what I think I just saw?" And I said, "Please tell me you just saw that, because maybe I'm imagining it. Did you see what I just saw?" And then the person said, "Yeah, that was it. That's what I saw." You know, so boy, I'll never forget that. But of course, it, you know, I just felt so bad because, of course, you know, as the days went on, you know, Justin kind of skated away from that whole thing. And Janet took the brunt of everything.
Right. His career soared and hers plummeted.
His career soared. He became Justin Timberlake. You know, he was on his way to becoming Justin at that time, but he became Justin Timberlake because of that concert. And Janet took the beating. She took a beating for that whole thing, you know. Thank God she was who she was, because if she was on her own and she didn't come from that family she came from, she probably would have just disappeared, you know, probably never performed again. But, you know, thank God for us that she didn't do that, you know, because Janet was her girl at that time, you know. So she was our Beyonce back then, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, But yeah, I'll never forget Nipplegate, man. Never forget it. So that was my number four. So
okay, so that's actually my number three, going in order. So
I knew it'd be higher. Look, I knew it'd be higher on your list.
well, I'm just saying number three going years wise. So, you know, I started from oldest to newest, but
I think we both knew that was going to be on our list too. We both knew that was going to be there.
So, you know, so I must say, it's funny, mine, I was at a Super Bowl party. I was playing pool. There was a pool table. And I just happened to be looking at the TV. And when that happened, kind of like you said, like, everyone was like, what just happened? Of course, it was a split second. And didn't the lights go off after that or something? Like
They did, because, the light, it went dark in there. Thank God. Yeah. And because it was just hanging. I mean, it was just hanging out there high.
Right.
You know, so, you know, but the fact that it happened after he said by the end of the song, right. You know, that part on the song, and I was like, bam, there it was.
You know, I guess the question is, what was he expecting to happen? Because he clearly went through the motion of ripping something off. So was it like another layer? I mean, like, I'm just curious. Like,
I don't know. They never really explained that. You know, I watched did you watch the Janet Jackson documentary she just did recently?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
She talked about that incident, but they never talked. All they kept saying there was a wardrobe malfunction. Right. But if he clearly was supposed to pull something off. Now, I don't know if something was supposed to be there, but that whole piece came off like it was supposed to come off.
Yeah, it did. Because I'm sure Justin wasn't like saying, okay, I'm going to use all my force to like really rip her clothing off.
Yeah.
You know.
And he didn't look all that shocked. I mean, he just stared, you know, he was like it was supposed to happen. That's what it looked like to me.
Well, Dave, if you're in his situation, never mind. So okay. Anyway,
yeah,
because
don't do it.
But you know, it's so crazy. So like I was at, you know, Super Bowl party. And when that incident happened and then it went black immediately, all the people who were not looking at the TV at that minute were pissed. They were, I mean, it wasn't like social media, so it's not like that image like flew around.
Yeah, you couldn't rewind it. You couldn't look. We had DVRs back then that you could rewind it.
You had to wait for the news to come on and all that.
Only the rich people had TiVo back then. Remember, it was TiVo back then, but only the rich people had that, you know. So you could, and of course, when they showed it on the news or anything else, it was all blurred out and everything, you know. So. You know, you had to catch it when you had to catch it. Now, I think on the internet, you can go on the internet and see it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but
still to this day.
Yeah, but it was, yeah. Yeah, about that. Yeah. But yeah, I get it. So that was your number three, right?
In fact, Dave, if I can just throw this comment on here before I leave, the accessory that she had on her nipple as well, you know, that's why I feel like someone was playing it, just because it's like, okay, you just happen to have, I mean, not to say people don't have those accessories, but that just kind of added to the speculation of it as well.
It was definitely, you know, staged. I mean, there's no way it couldn't have been. It had to be, you know. And the fact that neither one of them have confirmed it to this day, what really was supposed to happen.
Right.
You know, I think that's going to be a secret that they take to their graves, you know?
Sure.
So, yeah. So.
All right. What else you got, Dave?
My next one was Steve Harvey and the Miss Universe pageant. Oh, man. I was watching. I don't know what made me watch that night. Well, I guess because he was hosting. It was his first year hosting it. And, you know, if you know anything about Steve Harvey says a lot of crazy stuff. And he messes up. He even messes up on his TV show, you know, Family Feud from time to time. And he tells you in a minute that he mispronounces names and stuff like that. I'm sitting there saying, I'm going to watch this because I know he's going to screw up half the names of these people on this show. So I remember just tuning in to see how much he messed up. That's why I tuned into it. And when he read the names of what he thought was the winner of that pageant, and then they come back and say, oh, no, you didn't win.
Where said they had to take the crown off her head.
Just to look on, because remember he got death threats over that. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
Yeah, because the Colombians and I mean the people from Panama were really upset at him, and you know, and they he said he actually got death threats over the whole thing. He had to beef up his security because people were so mad at him. And he explained, he said, look, I only read what was given to me.
Right. They don't care.
You know, but of course, it made it look like he was the bad guy. You know, it's funny how we always seem to be the people that seem to be made to look like the bad guy. But, you know, they gave him the wrong card. He read what was on the card. And that's what happened. So. But I just remember his face. Do you remember his expression on his face?
Yeah.
He was like,
that was a meme too.
Yeah, that was a meme. Yeah, that was a meme too. He was like, okay, there's been a mistake. You didn't win. Miss Columbia would. You know, it was so funny, man. I was like, only in America could something like this happen, you know, even though they wasn't in America at that time, but it was just crazy what went on. That night, I'll never forget that, man. I laughed so hard. I thought it was the funniest thing on TV at that time, man. I did. I thought it was hilarious. So, but that was my number three.
All right. So my number three is going to be 9/11. And I mean, that's probably, and I mean, even though I had, what was that? Damn, what else I just mentioned? Yeah. Even though I had the OJ thing on here, the 9/11 was what like literally stopped everything. I was in college. We had an engineering school, FAMU, Florida State Combined Engineering School. And I had actually skipped my first period. So I walk in the second period and nobody's in there. And finally somebody comes in like, did you hear what happened? I was like, no, what happened? They're like, you got to come outside, look at the TV. So they had like a TV right in this little calf area. And I looked at it. And when I looked, it was just as like the second bomb had hit, you know, one of the Twin Towers. And I just remember how crazy it was. Like, I went home and I just watched TV all day. Of course, we heard about, you know, all the people who were killed and specifically when the building collapsed. But I mean, it was just so crazy. And of course, you know, a lot of people there were from the South. And I mean, I was from Delaware. We weren't too close to New York or DC, but still just one of those things where, you know, like, you know, when has there been an act of terrorism that great that happened on American soil? Like, even when we look at the stuff in Ukraine, Dave, you know, we can't even fathom what it would be like for someone to come over on American land and attack us with tanks, planes, and, you know, infantry soldiers and bombs and stuff. So, you know, it was just so crazy to see and so sad. So,
yeah, that was. Yeah, and I started to put that on my list, and I didn't put it on my list because I'm going to tell you why I didn't put it on my list. When I first heard about what happened, I didn't hear about it watching TV. I was actually, and I do the same routine every morning, even till this day. Now, that happened back in 2000. That was 2001, right? When that happened.
Right.
I was actually getting dressed. I was in the bathroom getting ready to take my shower. And even to this day, I do the same thing every day. I turn on my radio, or in this case, it was the radio back then, but now it's my phone. And I listen to a certain sports program on WIP in Philadelphia. I was listening to that program at that particular time when I heard one of the co-hosts, the female co-host, say, I just saw the craziest thing. I just saw a plane run into, hit the World Trade Center. And I'm like, huh? And she said, yeah. And, you know, and they just kind of stopped everything that they were talking about. And you could tell that they went to the monitors to look and see, and you see them doing it again. She said, look, they're showing it again. And then everything got kind of quiet. And she said, well, that was a different angle. And then she said, oh, my God, that was a second plane that hit it. And that's how I found out about what was going on. Because I remember jumping in the shower real fast and coming out. And then I turned the TV set on. So I actually first heard about it on the radio. And then I went to the TV set. And I was working for a company at the time. Remember, we were talking about the worst jobs that we ever had.
You're working on the car dealership?
Remember, I told you I was selling. No, that was when I was doing the security watch. I was working for that security company.
Oh, okay.
Remember, I told you I was selling. we actually were contracted with the government for the security systems for the government for, you know, Washington, D.C. and all that stuff. And so when we got into the office that day, that's all we spent was in front of the TV watching what had happened, you know, because we were told, because I remember my youngest son was in the first grade at the time, and I had to go pick him up from school because they had shut down the schools. They had the kids all in the street, you know, the parents had to pull up one at a time to pick up the kids. It was just a crazy time, man. So, but yeah, I any of us that were alive during that time will never forget that day. It was really something, you know. So, and for you to be away at college, I know that had to be crazy for you at that time, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, thankfully I didn't have anybody who, or, you know, I wasn't aware of anybody close who was in that area. But, you know, it's just one of those things to make you realize life is short. Things happen unexpectedly. And, you know, even being thousands of miles away, there, you know, there's people who, you know, I'm sure people who live in New York and from New York, they have a whole different recollection of it because that's their family members. You know, like, I feel like at the time, everybody knew somebody who was affected by it or, you know, worked there or they've been there. So, you know, for them, I'm sure it was a lot realer.
Yep. That's right. That's right. Yeah, that was a sad day. It really was. So, I'm going to say my next one, which was my number two, I guess. The Oscars named the wrong best picture. wrong movie best picture. Do you remember this? Do you remember?
I slightly do.
Yeah, that was back in 2017. I happened to be watching. I'm a war show kind of guy. I've always watched award shows, and especially the Oscars. Even when they don't have any real representation for us, if there's movies that I've seen, I'll still watch the Oscars because I like to see who wins the big awards. And so I'm sitting there watching this, and that was the year that Mahershala Ali was up for best actor. You know who Mahershala Ali is, right?
Yeah.
Please. Okay. All right. Yeah. I was going to say, please tell me you do. Okay. Yeah. So he was up for best actor and he for that movie Moonlight that came out that year. And so that movie was up for best picture. So they go to do the last Oscar they give away, the last award they give away is the best picture. And so they go to name the best picture and it comes out La La Land wins best picture. All the people from La La Land, they come running up on stage and everybody's kissing each other and having a good time. And then you hear the presenter say, ladies and gentlemen, there's been a mistake. La La Land didn't win Best Picture. Moonlight, you won Best Picture. And everybody just kind of, you know, you can still see the people jumping around in the background and everything, and they're thinking it's a joke and everything. And they're laughing and everything. And he said, this is not a joke, everybody. And he said it so deadpan, too. He was like, this is not a joke, everybody. Moonlight won Best Picture. La La Land, you did not win. You have to go leave the stage. And they're all looking and they're like, are you serious? And he said, I'm sorry. We were given the wrong card. You did not win. Moonlight people, come on up. And they're scared to move because they're thinking that, you know, it's not real. You know? And he's up there saying, you really won. Come on up. You won Best Picture. And he had to shout at him to get him to come up on stage. And all those people from La La Land, they're all dejected and they're walking off the stage. It was funny. It was funny, but it was embarrassing at the same time. Right. And I was like, wow. I'd never seen anything so crazy in my life from the Oscars. Well, yeah, too recently.
Can't say that no more. Huh?
So
thanks, Will.
So, but that was But yeah, that was crazy because them people were so upset, man. They walked off stage and said, "Did we get punked?" you know. So, but it was, yeah, that was crazy. That was back in 2017. I said, "Them Oscar people, man, they be keeping things popping, man. They do." Yeah. So,
well, Dave, what they probably do anytime the ratings start to drop, like, you know what? Give them this card. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. It'd be funny if they had writers from SNL or Saturday Night Live be doing the writing and say, okay, let's do this.
Right.
Hey, Chris, you know, well, keep in mind, Chris is a former SNL person, you know, alumni, you know. Hey, they could have did that. You never know. So, but that was my number two.
I bet you if they did, Chris was backstage looking to slap somebody. Like, why y'all set me up? All right,
set me up, yeah.
All right, so let me see where I put my list at. So my number two is, and this is just, you know, oldest to newest, George Floyd. So, I mean, I guess none of us really saw that live TV. But when I saw it on TV, I mean, it was just, to be honest, I wasn't exactly sure how to feel. You know, just watching, you know, an innocent black man basically die in front of your eyes on TV. I mean, it definitely made you feel a certain way. And I can say, I don't remember exactly where I was. I'm sure I was home because, you know, that was during the pandemic. But I just remember the first time I saw that and just in disbelief, could not believe it, you know. So, and that's, I think, one of those images that I will never ever forget, and that is my number two.
It definitely made you angry when you saw it. It was and it definitely was you know, I remember I actually started crying. I was like, you know, I was just like, how could they do that? You know,
right?
It was sad. It really was. So I definitely something that was worthwhile seeing. Everybody needed to see that. I don't, you know, a lot of young children watched that, and it was sad. It really was. And hopefully we never have to witness something like that again. But, you know, I just remember seeing one of the kids on TV saying, "Why do they keep killing us, mommy?" I just never forget that. And,
right.
You know, that kid must have been about 10 years old saying that, you know, because, you know, it seemed like at that particular time, remember, there was a string of people getting killed at that time. Mm-hmm. So, sad. And of course, my number one just happened. You know, another Oscar thing. I just don't know how we would. Well, no, it'll get top. It definitely will get top, I'm sure. This is the shock culture that we're in nowadays, and anything's possible. But Will Smith smacking Chris Rock on Sunday night's Oscar telecast. Made for TV. Definitely made for TV moment, you know. Was it real? Will we ever find out the answer to that? Was it real? It looked real. You know, the results that happened afterwards seemed to be real. But there was just so many unanswered questions about what would motivate Will Smith to do what he did, and just the reaction and the composure that Chris Rock had after Will Smith did what he did.
Right.
It was funny. It was hard to believe. It was unreal. And the fallout afterward has been crazy. But it was sad also, because I remember reading an article during the week that said, black on black crime happens again.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah. That was the sad thing. And it happened at a very inopportune moment for another black act, a black award winner, Questlove, who's beloved by everybody, doing his award segment, that all of that took place. And, you know, we talked about it on Tuesday at length. Just an unbelievable, unbelievable moment. So that was my number one, without getting too deep into it, because you guys already heard the stories. You guys already had shared your opinions on it. I don't know what your number one, was that your number one?
Of course it was.
Yeah. It would be probably a lot of people's number one about now. Even people that didn't see it happen live, and which you and I were fortunate enough to actually be watching at the time that it happened. I remember I told my supervisor, who happens to be a white woman, didn't know anything about what happened. And I said something to her the next day when I went into work. I said, you know, she said, how was your night? She always asked me how my night was. And I said, it was good. You know, I said, considering everything. She asked me how my weekend was. I said, considering how everything went last night with the Oscars. What happened at the Oscars? She didn't even know. And I said, I'm not even going to tell you. When you get a chance, just Google the Oscars. And I'm waiting for her to Google the Oscars. She never did during the time she was at work. It wasn't until she came into work the next day. She said, I saw, Dave, what you were talking about. How did I not know about that? And, you know, and once people saw it, they just couldn't stop talking about it.
Right.
It affected the sports world. It affected entertainment. It affected everyday life. Social media was blown up. They said that a couple of the media outlets, it broke their outlets because it was so much traffic. It was so much traffic going through their outlets, you know? So it really, unfortunately, was another thing that happened that didn't give us a good look. That's the thing that really bothered me the most. And that was supposed to be our night.
Well, I mean, it was definitely our night, just not the way we wanted it to be.
Not the way that we wanted it to be. Yeah, not the way we wanted it to be. That was the most representation of people of color that we've had in a very long time at that award show. We had two black hosts. Wanda Sykes, Regina Hall. The director was a black man, Will Packer. We had quite a few people of color to win awards that night. Samuel Jackson got an honorary award that night. You know, it was just a night that was made for us. We even had Beyonce to perform that night. We haven't seen Beyonce perform in years. And that happened. It's hard to be happy about it. Was it funny when the stuff was going on? At first we thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the way we felt at the end. We laughed at the comedy of it, meaning the turn of events. But it was a sad, sad night, really. So that's my number one. That's your number one. There's, you know, really, there's no debating on it. And there's some things I left, you know, there's things I left off the list. You know, one of the things you talked about, the Broncos chaser, automatically, neither one of us talked about the trial.
What trial? Oh, yeah.
The O.J. Simpson trial. Talked about the Bronco chase. Well, you remember that led to the trial. Which was, remember, you know, that was a big thing. Remember, I remember everybody cheered when he got off because a black man got off.
Right. That was crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy. So there's a number of things that we could have named, but you know, this was our list, folks. And if you have some things that you guys want to put out there that you remember and that you want to put on a list yourself, feel free to reach out to us and let us know what you were thinking. You've been listening to Dave and Lynn with News and Trends on News and Trends. Give us your list. Let us know what your list consists of. See if it's any different than the ones that we just gave you. We always appreciate your feedback. We always appreciate the fact that you listen to us. You know, let us know what you're thinking as far as the list is concerned. Anything you want to add before we sign off, Lynn?
The only thing I want to add, make sure you tune in this coming Tuesday. We have comedian K Mac, Kadrina Mac, Christian comedian, super, super funny. Don't let the Christian fool you because she will have you rolling.
She is an award-winning comedian, folks. Award-winning. She was named Female Comedian of the Year last year, and I'm telling you, this girl is hilarious. She really is, and we are lucky to get her to come on our show and come hang out with us. She's gonna hang out with us for the whole show, so make sure you tune in next Tuesday around 8 o'clock, and we will definitely have Miss Mac on with us, and I'm sure you guys will enjoy. You know, so until then, have a great weekend, and we look forward to talking to you on Tuesday.
Tune in next week, ladies and gentlemen, for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.